Morning, Rabbi Issa.
Morning.
Okay, so yesterday we touched on a little bit of the Nisoyin, the Chasam Sofer. Remember the two Nisoyinas? The first Nisoyin was going to be not to take the wealth from the Mitzrim when you could during Makas Choshech. And the second one was to be not to go out of your house, to stay in your house on Leila Seder, not to look outside what was going on, even though what was going on outside was Ma'od Ma'anem. And there was a lot going on, and there was a big Nisoyin Ad Kadei that we saw that 80% of the people, he said, couldn't withstand it. Thank you very much. And they and that's why they died during the Makas Choshech, not as an Oynesh, but as a prevention. That was their reward. Okay. And we said today it's a massive nisoyin. This nisoyin of not going outside is a massive nisoyin. And it's a stirah min hayobeid. The minute you're connecting to something else, you're disconnected from Hashem. It's impossible. Not impossible, but it's a voida ma'od kasher to be kosher to other things and to be kosher to Hashem. It's a very difficult avoid. If you're into the politics and you're into the social media, then you're menutak from Hashem. It's not shaykh. Bichlal not shaykh. And if you connect to the koich veitzim yodi, whether that's bugashmias or beruchnias, that's bichlal. That's not shaykh. It's not shaykh. That yichud that a person is supposed to generate with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that yichud gets broken. Okay. So go weiter on Kuf Nun. Mipisayfrim v'svarim, the Maharal. Noida ki oimek ha-pshat bepirush ha-kosev oimesh, ha-mashiach yavo oni reichev al-achomor. It says Mashiach will come riding on a donkey, oni reichev al-achomor, kevanosu hu shu yirkev al-achom reis. That he will be riding, that means in control, he'll be controlling the chaimrias, the gashmias. Hu yavo kashe sviveinu kol ha'olam yeshakua ad chitme b'yam ha'chaimrias. He'll come when the world is up to its mamash, its nostrils, in chaimrias, in gashmias. V'ilu ane b'koich ha'sume ra'u b'koich ha'nituk min ha'chaimen novias Mashiach tzidkeinu. We will not so much through the Oise Toiv, but through the Sumei Ra, will create the Kedusha that's necessary for Mashiach to come. Rayon Zeh Mitbayeh B'divrei Chazal Masechta Sanhedrin, Omo Ula, the Moedika Gemara, this, and an unbelievable Chidush is going to say it. Says like this, Yesi V'lo Achminei. Let Mashiach come, this is Ula, let him come, and let me not live to see it. V'chein Amar Rabba, Yesi V'lo Ichmeinei. Let him come, but I don't want to see it. Kloima lo ye'e chai b'dorahu. I don't want to be living in the generation when Mashiach comes. The generation we're living in, these Amoraim didn't want to be living here now. Rav Yosef Omar, Yesi v'aske de'isev betule de'kufise de'chamre. Let him come, and I'll merit to sit in the shadow of his excrement, of the donkey. The donkey's excrement, I'll sit in the shadow of that. So we have a machlekes, yeah? We have a machlekes on Haroim, whether you want to be around when Mashiach comes or not. Ula v'rabba say, let him come. For sure let him come, but I don't want to be living in the generation when he comes. And if Yossi says, I don't rabba, let him come. And I'll sit in the shadow of the excrement of the donkey. So what does that mean? Chazal chod meboy aloy sedor sheboy ye chevle Mashiach. Chazal were terrified of the generation that we're going to have these birth pangs of Mashiach. The Mashiach, when Mashiach comes, so before the baby's born, so the labor pains, the labor gets very intense. Before Mashiach comes, the labor is going to get very intense. Em chodu, what were they scared of? What were they really scared of? Em charodu me'amatzav haruchoni ha'yirut shebo niyeh shrim kishivo Mashiach tzedkeinu. They were terrified of the spiritual Yerida, the terrible spiritual situation that the generation that Mashiach is going to come is going to look like. Umishum kach hayomru yesi velo ichminei. Yava v'lo irene lirim kamar onesim. You know that? The spiritual level of the door is going to be so low that I don't want to be in a generation like that. Terrified, live in a generation like that. How are you going to do anything? How are you going to generate that he could do? So what are you going to do? There's nothing. Lumasam Savi Rabbi Yosef, Shamna Bibichinas Ose Toiv, Rabbi Yosef. So what does Rabbi Yosef hold? What's he showing off? Yeah, let him come. I'll deal with it, you know. Mama, what's the machlekes here? The machlekes here, the Gemara. So Rabbi Yosef says, you're right. In the beginning of Ose Toiv, Daini Bibichinas Kiuma Mitzvahs, Kima Mitzvahs, Torah, what you can achieve, the levels you'll be able to achieve, Nieri Rudim Yosem Yikola Dori Shalafonov. It'll be a generation that's lower than any generation that's been before. Ulam Badova Echad, Tegadel Ma'ala Seinu, Al Pnei Kola Dori Shekoidmim. But in one aspect, this generation will be greater than all the previous generations. Anachnu Nitztarach L'Shevet B'Tzei L'Chomo, V'lo Rak B'Tzei L'Chomo. We're going to be sitting in the shadow of a donkey, of Choymeres. You're going to be sitting in a world that is just completely, completely over, just unbridled Gashmias. And you're not going to be sitting in the Choymeres, the shadow of the Choymeres, Ele B'Tzel Glalei HaChomo, B'Tzel Psulus HaChoyme. You're going to be sitting in the waste matter of the donkey. HaMesameles is a Choyme Shebechoyme. Gashmias B'Tok Gashmias. Not just Gashmias, but the worst possible depraved, despicable Gashmias. That's the glalim of the chomor. That's where Rabbi Yosef says we're going to be sitting. That's what the world's going to look like before Mashiach. Nah, it can never be like that. It is like that now. But dafka liyadei ha-hidgabruz hazu al kol inyone achoyme. Dafka, through the sumera, through the bitgaber against all this choymrius. Neim yuchodim b'kol do v'neim roim le'geula. Will be unique from all the generations and will be right to the Gula because of that. No generation ever had to face a Sumera that we're facing today. Rabbi Kiva Eger, I can't give you. I can't get to Rabbi Kiva Eger's levels of learning. There's nothing to talk about. You can't get to his toenails of understanding what he spoke about. Not Shaykh Bichlal. But as Rav Pinkus once said, if Rabbi Kiva Eger had to walk through Times Square, he also wouldn't have been Rabbi Kiva Eger. If they'll ask me, why didn't you write to Rabbi Kiva Eger? I'll tell them, yeah, you didn't have to walk through Times Square. You didn't have to live with the Gashmias that we live with today. You didn't have to live with the Nisonis we're living with today. What did our great grandparents living in Europe or in Morocco, what did they have to turn away from? What was the Nisoin to get involved in? There was nothing. There's no Sumera, you have to generate enormous, enormous energy and build Kedusha. Today you can't do that. We don't have the koiches for that. That's not a tafkid. Yeret chusel o'ilam. Well, you know what there is? There's the word no. And through turning away from the evil, from turning away from the choymrias, you generate unbelievable Kedusha. That's what Kedusha is. That's what Kodesh is. Kodesh is making yourself exclusive. He's saying no to everything out there. Koreis habris. You cut a covenant. How do you cut a covenant? You cut yourself off from everything else. Mameli, you have a covenant. That's why the broch on a bris is koreis habris. This is not just an astigal Torah. You see, they're very empowering. They're unbelievably empowering. Ani kishlatzmi, this is him talking. Chashti pama goshuzu baifin muchshi ba'achas min siyanoisai. He used to travel a lot, yeah? So, b'chol takala she'irim b'matos, if you travel more than once, you're going to have delays, you're going to have a problem with the plane, you're going to get stuck somewhere, whatever. Ni'altzti l'nachot b'stei tufa she'lo k'mutochnan. That to land in an emergency landing in a certain airport that he didn't know. Chervat ha'tisa be'adivusa shichne otanu b'malon somoch l'nin l'layla. The airline gave them a hotel to stay next to the airport. Ad she'tetukua natakala, until they fix the plane. כשנכנסתי לחדרה, הייתי עייף מאוד מהדרך הרוחה ומהשירים שעצרתי, שמסעתי ביום הקודם. He was exhausted, long flat, he'd been teaching the whole day before. אולם רמות הכל רציתי למדי עשה דף היומי. You hadn't done the daf yet, you got to do the daf, yeah? התיישבתי על הקורסה, he sat on the couch there, whatever. פתחתי עשה גמר, נסיתי ללמוד. You've all done this before, yeah? You open up the gemara on the couch and you try and learn, you know what happens, yeah? אולם היפות הכריע אותי, ולא הייתי מסוגל להבין מי לחצי מלא. He was struggling to learn, he was nodding off, he couldn't understand, yeah, everybody knows what this feels like, yeah. וכך נרדמתי לשעה קלה, fell asleep for a while. כשהזרתי, ברגע ראשון נשבע ליבי. When he woke up, he felt terrible. נשבע ליבי, broken hearted. חשבתי לעצמי, I thought to myself, אבי וסבויסאי היו אנושים שעוסקו במסחר חלק מן היום. My father and my grandfathers were businessmen. They were always in business for a part of the day. ולמרן זו, כאשר שובו לבייסם, when they came home at night after work, whenever they came home, יושבו למדו בחשק רב השעה סקטנה של הלילה. They sat and learned בחשק until the early hours of the morning. ואף חיברו ספורים וחידושי חידושי תוירה. They produced חידושי תוירה, they wrote ספורים. הוא תלמיד החכומים, גדולים. ואילו אני אין לי מושג על אפילו ללמוד את הדף היומי, I can't even learn דף היומי just because I'm a bit tired from a trip. Huh? Yeah, you know what he's talking about? אולם לאחר רגע של מחשבה, הגעתי למסקנה שונה. After a while, I came to a different conclusion. הזמננתי וסביבי. I looked around where I was. מולי ניצב מסך ענק. In this hotel room on the wall, there was a big מסך, a big screen. הוברי לי שאני יושב ממש בצל גללי החומר. I felt I was ממש sitting under the waist mat of a donkey. That's what the screen is, no? ולחיץ הכפתור, next to him is the remote control, and with one push of the button, אני עולל לשקוע בים של בידוד המגיע מכל העולם. I can sit there and entertain the whole world, even just to watch the news, to whatever, just see what's going on in the world, but I'm tired, I'm exhausted, this was such an unfortunate incident, and I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, you can justify a lot of it. אני עייף, אני נמצא לבד, מדוע שלא חץ על החפתו, למה לא to push on the button? אך במחשבה נוספת חשבתי, then he thought to himself, one second, ריבוני של לילה, אס הדף היומי, אס העומל התוירה, אס העושה טוב שנותנו לך אבויסה ואובוס אבויסה עמדה איננו מסוגל לתת לך. At that עומל התוירה, that יגיע, that godless, that enormous toil in the עושה טוב that my parents and grandparents and all my ancestors gave you, that I can't give you, I'm sorry. אני לא יכול לתת לך את זה. אולם יש לי מתנה נפלא לתת לך, but I've got something more awesome to give you. I can give you this remote control. I'm not going to push the button. I give you the button. Asume ra. Lo haya lehem es asume ra sheyesh li. They never had the nisoyin of sume ra that I have. They never had that nisoyin. Rak ani yoichel letet lecha es ma shelo netnu lecha avoseinu v'roseinu kedoy she'ilan. What the kedoy she'ilan of the previous generations gave you, I can't give you. But they didn't have this button. They didn't have this iPhone. They didn't have this. They didn't have that. They didn't have to say no to it 50,000 times a day. Every time you say no, once you say no, you know how much Kedusha gets generated? It's an unbelievable achievement. It's an unbelievable greatness. And that's what Rabbi Yossi was talking about. I'm going to be sitting in the shade of the waste matter of the donkey. That's how we feel. You look around the world today and you see everywhere, everywhere. It's nimas, it's disgusting. You look at the politics in the world today, it's beyond comprehension. How low it's sunk. You're sitting in the shade of the waste matter of the chaimeres, of everybody's vested interests and greed and unbridled tivers. So what do you want from me, Hashem? Just say no to all of it, that's all. Say no. You know, like Renzi Deegan, just say no. Oh, wow. You know, Nancy Reagan had a big anti-drug campaign in her day, yeah? Which would say, just say no. And you can imagine the poor, like, 9-year-old Puerto Rican kid in the inner city slums, you know, addicted to cocaine. And he saw Nancy sign, just say no. He goes, wow, I never thought of that. Thanks, Nancy. No, just say no. Just say no. Yeah, they're not pashut. They avoid a kasher, but at least you understand what you're doing. Zu tafkideinu bedor hazeh. And that's our tafkid. גם אם איננו מצליחים להגיע לדרגות הדורות הקודמים בעשות טוב. Even if you can't get to the levels of the previous generation, there is a thing called Yiras HaDoros. And you can't get to the previous levels of the previous generations in עשות טוב. לומר זה סומרה? In סומרה, יש לנו בשפע רב. No shortage of that. Yom ha-pituim ha-rechovim rachav u-moed. Sorry, yam ha-pituim ha-rechovim rachav u-moed. The seductions of the street today are everywhere. Im niski inyeh b'nei chayil v'namud b'nisoyin zeh, shehu ha-nisoyin ha-achrein. If we'll mitkabeh, we'll strengthen ourselves, we'll work on this, so then we'll be the heroes. We'll be the heroes. Who withstood this final nisoyin. Nit chesed im koineinu, du chesed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nakir b'maloseinu v'yichudeinu al pnei kol ha-doiros. We recognize and acknowledge the unbelievable levels that we can achieve that other generations couldn't achieve. V'namin b'emunah shleima b'be'ikvus amidoseinu b'nisoyin zeh nir reim l'gula. And we'll believe with a proper nimunah, we'll feel it in our bones, that because of withstanding this nisoyin, we're the ones that are roi for the gula. Even the previous generations weren't. V'schuzayis niske b'imheira b'yemeinu l'kium nevuoso shel Yishaya Novi. Simchus Yushalayim gilu bo kol ha'oeveya. Sisu atam Yisus kol ha'mizablim aleya. L'man tinoike v'shivosam mishad tanchumeya. L'man timtsu v'hizganasam miziz kvoido. Amen ken yirotzon. Shaya Perek Samach Vov. That Rabbeisa ends Chelek Aleph of this Sefer, which we started whenever we started about. Now we're going to go into Shah Sheni. That was Ben Olam L'Chaveri. That was Ben Olam L'Atzmai. That was Avraham Avinu. What he discovered, the unique aspect of who we are and how that has to be used to give Kaviyochel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he wants you to give him, which is the opportunity that he can give to you, the Schar in Olam Haba. We spoke about a lot of stuff, yeah? And now we're going to start with Ben Olam L'Mokom. We're going to focus on Yitzchok. We're going to deal with two big subjects, yeah? The first one is Emunah and Betochen, and the other one is Kabbalas Yusurim Ba'ava. And we'll see how this goes, and we'll expand on it a little bit, and we'll try and build the sugya properly here. So we're now going into the Hakdoma on the Kuf Nun Zayin, the Hakdoma to Emunah and Betochen. That's where we're going. Yeah. Any questions on the previous sefer? This is actually sefer number two. They're printed in the same volume, but this is actually a different. It's another sefer. It's called Shar, but it's actually a different sefer. So everything's understood in the first sefer, yeah? Good. You've got to get you back in the best midrash because you're lying. It's not understood. No one knows what they're talking about. It's all just, yeah. Okay, the setup. Good. Okay. Adata. Okay, we'll summarize what we've done now. If you've got questions, remember what we've done, then we'll have you. Adata sakne besugas Avraham Avinu. Hizbanu bar chove she'avram avinu haya rishon shegil es erech atzmoy es chashivoy say ha'ish is klape baroilam ve'es trumosoy letiken abriya. Avram Avinu discovered, he was the first to reveal the unbelievable value that he has, the enormous importance that he has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he dedicated himself to fix up what Adam HaRishon had destroyed. He was the one that discovered this marechet, this system, this ability that exists for us to be partners and friends and beloveds and spouses with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This thing called relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. Hadvarim avoyim b'midrash tanchuma. V'amar Hashem al Avram lech lecho zeh shom akosuv shimu bas v'royi. ואותי אזנחה ושוכחי אמחו בייס אביחו. שומי בס ורואי, listen my daughter and see, ואותי אזנחה and bend your ear, listen, זה אברהם. ושוכחי אמחו ובייס אביחו, זה אבוידס כחובי ומזולויס. That's the Avodah Zorah. וייסו המלך יפיחו, זה מלך מלכם הקולש ברוך הוא, הוא חופץ ליפייסוי, בעולם הזה ולעולם הבא, אין שם. אברהם אבינו היה הראשון שגילה את מערכת היחסים הקיימת בין הקדוש ברוך הוא לבריאה. He was the first one that revealed this relationship. He didn't reveal there's Hashem. The people came before him knew about Hashem. Noach knew about Hashem. Adam Arishon Shem Va'eva, they all knew about Hashem. Shulach, Hanoich, they were pretty tzaddikim that Rambam brings down already. They knew about Hashem. There wasn't Avraham Avinu's Chiddush. He discovered Hashem for himself. Before he met Noach, and Noach told him about Hashem. Before he had the Messiah, good, maybe, but that wasn't his Chiddush. His Chiddush was, is that there's a relationship that exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not a one-sided relationship like Noach thought. You know, like the soldier and the general. No, no, this was a Bnei Bechayri Yisrael. Rayosi. Ishtoi kegufoi. Who evin shekeviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzarich oto. He understood that he had a major part to play in the Bria, because without him, the purpose of the Bria is never going to get fulfilled. ואז הקדוש ברוך הוא needs him כביכול. בשל כך יסוד אברהם אבינו השלום בעולם הוא יסוד מידת החסד. So what is Avram? Avram is איש חסד. He was the one that planted the foundation of חסד. שכפי שביארנו חסד עם הקדוש ברוך הוא. The חסד he did was with Hashem. כמובן בראי הממנה, in the sefer, as it does, the Shtigl Zohar, ראי ממנו, Gemilas Chesed ha ukuma de ha ein chosid elam is chesed im koinoi. The call pikudin the avid lemafarek buush chinosoi uba avid chesed im kitchu bruchu. That's what it says there. It says like this. It says it translated into Hebrew first. It makes a bit odd. Gemilas Chesed ha madnu shara ein chosid elam is chesed im koinoi. This is the Zohar talking, yeah? There's no chesed other than, there's no chosid, and the person who does chesed for Hashem. Shekol ha-mitzah shemekai matarosid legoil behem es ha-shechina. Because all the mitzahs he's doing because he wants to redeem the shechina, whatever that means. U'bezehu oise chesed im kodesh baruch hu. Therefore he's doing chesed im ha-kodesh baruch hu. Okay, so I don't understand Zohar's, I don't understand what this means. Well, you see the loshon that it uses. Being mischesed im ha-kodesh baruch hu. V'yamin b'Hashem v'nechshav k'tztoka. Avram is ma'amin, he's ma'amin min Hashem, he's faithful to Hashem. V'nechshav k'tztoka. It's like he gave Hashem k'tztoka. The loshon that the Torah uses, what do you want from me? That's what it says. So obviously this has to be understood. It's got to be, but at least we see the concepts are valid. La'achar shelamdeinu al archeinu v'cheshivaseinu v'archonu es ma'areches ha'yichosim sheben Yisrael avinu v'sheshemayim v'leinu dat keitzet chayim b'pul al pi ha'marach hazu. Now we've shown there is this system that exists, the system of relationship, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed, built the world, that it's a two-way thing. It's him and us, and we need it, and we both functioning together in some kind of a partnership. So we've understood the hashkof of that. We've understood the theory of that. Now we know how you go about doing that, Lamaisa. How do you do that? How do you live in that marechet? You do mitzvahs. Okay, we'll see. The Maisa Yitzhak Avinu Lacha Shekibel Ben Aviv Avram Es HaKora V'Hayadir Shetiranu Le'il. Yitzhak got from Avram this, everything we've learned before. He got the whole of Chelek Aleph passed on to him. Bona V'Yotza Marechas Keshe Zu V'Chaylefio. So he went ahead and actually built this Marechet. He built this system of relationship and he lived with it. Yitzhak Avinu Omad Avoida. Yitzhak is the Omad Avoida, Ben Adam Lamakel. Mava Semam Shel His Kashrus Hanivra Laboire. He created this relationship. He went and built it and lived with it. Indian Akabonus, Shu Omad Avoida, the Kabonus, which is that's the Avoida. Shal Shanoitz Beminosa Shel Yitzhak. That's in the roots. That moment goes to the very core of who Yitzhak was. Shayuatz May Nakara Gabay Mizberg, when his Kaddish Leis Oilet Mima. Himself was a korban. He was an oilet tmima. Kol chayv shel Yitzhak hayu shel sheres acher shel dveikus u'mesiras nefesh l'kodesh baruch hu v'bitl buchlat klapav yisparach. We know that Yitzhak's life was one long chain of total dedication. He's butless, muchletes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He couldn't even leave Eretz Yisrael. He was completely bound in that cheder yichud, in that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashtatam shebitov hu loya yoichel tzeis merim tzitzel. who can Yitzhak lo yoichalai leparid miprotzim shal melech. You know why he couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael? Because he couldn't. He just couldn't leave the melech. He couldn't leave the castle, the palace. Mimokam ashor sashchina. He just couldn't leave the mokam ashor shchina. V'kach amla nadenu baal ksavar kabbalah, shekosuv, ki Yitzhak li yoichalai letmima, shenis kadesh ba'amariya, because Yitzhak was a oile tmima, he was a offering. He was makadosh b'hamiria. Lo shas liboy beiskoy olam hazeh. His heart did nothing. His mind wasn't. There wasn't a molecule of his mind that had anything to do with olam hazeh. Ulitpalel b'adar rayon. He couldn't even daven that his wife should have a child. That didn't even cross his mind. Ve'ikat tol doisav hayavoydus Hashem isparach. His offspring was a void of Hashem. He didn't even go look for a wife. Eliezer has to go look for his wife. Avram managed to get married on his own. Yaakov managed to take care of it. He got four wives without too much assistance from anybody. Yitzhak couldn't put together one. He had no shaykhs to this world. Bichlal. His wife. That's the Ksava Kabbalah, all complaints to him, but that's the vow. That's the vow. Yitzhak Hamides Hadvekas Bekorosh Bochu Beroim Pisgosa, who ze Shinchilanu Bonava Horavis Akoich Lies Kshurim Bekesha Amits and Makorosh Bochu, Ad Kadev Mesiris Nefesh. Avram Avinu as well, by the way. Avram Avinu was also prepared to give up his life. But the Ika Koyach that we get to be Maisa Nefesh and to be completely kosher, to have this binding relationship with Hashem, Ad Kadev Mesiris Nefesh, that we inherited from Yitzhak. They have to be careful. Yitzhak's way is not necessarily our way. Yitzhak's way produced an Esav. Holy tribes. Aval, that's what Yitzhak was. Yitzhak built that onward. Just want to finish the paragraph and then we'll take questions. Harayon shelevi edarkoi. What escorted him through his whole mahalach, his whole methodology, was Shemifshal Be'emes Letet LaKodesh Baruch Hu, which his father taught him. For sure, you can give to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. HaKodesh Baruch Hu Manyen Shenitain Lo, and Hashem's waiting for me to give him. Keviyachol Im Kein Ariyane Noisen Es Kol Asheli Lo'evai V'Afilu Es Nafshi Ani Noten Avori. They now give him everything. Will you not give your beloved everything? What are you going to hold back? It's like held nothing back to Hashem, nothing, not even his life. Klal Yisrael's ability to give up their lives or Kiddush Hashem through all the unfortunately terrible years of our history. That was from the Maisa of the Akedah that we got from Yitzhak Avinu. Okay. So there was a question there. Somebody wanted to say something?
Perhaps I don't understand. I remember first that when let the sefer teach you what the teacher wants to teach you. A few lines over.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Is that better? About that. I know you said in the beginning, let the author teach you what he wants to teach you. And we just said now that Yitzhak Avinu was completely dedicated to Hashem, to the point where he didn't even pray for Rivka to have children. But I mean, if we maybe we've learned from previous sources that the Avos kept Kola Tora Kula, and the reason they had already spent 10 years in Israel. They were already married 10 years. Didn't want.
No, you're breaking up again, Adam. Your sound is shocking, eh?
Really? Okay, I'll have to call you later then.
Now every time I tell you, then it gets better. And then as you start talking, it gets like fish tankish.
Okay, never mind. I'll try to talk to you later. Okay. Sorry.
All right. I'm sorry. It's only me that say we're probably hearing him or his connection's not so good.
It could be the connection.
No, it's his connection.
Oh, geez. Okay, all right. Okay, well, I'm speaking to you later anyway. Call me at 2 like we arranged.
Okay.
Take care, boys. Have a good day.
Thank you, Rapture.